have organized, arranged, kind of to be yearly activities, but that are leading up to the festival, which will take place in the springtime around Mardi Gras, I think.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Acadiana Pride Festival, the inaugural Acadiana Pride Festival, is scheduled from March 27th through the 30th of 2014. But up until then, we're doing a lot of things, specifically what we call the Inspiration Series, which is focusing on Louisiana words. And what Louisiana Words is we're getting together a bunch of writers who come together once a week at Bolt Nightclub at 7:30 and get to read what they have written. One of the things that we found is that writing is one of the greatest expressions that we have, and most people don't get a chance to use their voice through writing. And that's what we're doing with the Louisiana Word Series, through the Inspiration Series.
Or they don't have a chance to actually express that in front of other people.
Exactly.
They may have, you know, a private diary or something, or a blog even.
Exactly.
But to actually be in front of others and see them responding to you.
Well, that's actually how I got started through Lewis was, you know, I wrote a lot of stuff for myself and didn't think that anybody would be interested until Lewis got me involved in Louisiana Words. And that's when I realized that there are other people having the same experiences that you have, and you don't realize that until you verbalize that in front of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that you become an inspiration to others and get them to write as well.
Right. So Louisiana Words is part of your Inspiration Series, which
Correct.
Includes lots of different types of performances, I believe. And Louis Tolliver has just joined us in the studio. He is the president of the board of the Acadiana Pride Festival, which Ted just said will take place in the spring, March 27th through the 30th. And they're here to talk about their Inspiration Series, and in particular, the Louisiana Words, which now takes place weekly, every
Correct.
Week. There was such a demand for that.
Absolutely.
I know that you were initially thinking of kind of rotating the different series of performances, I guess. And maybe we can go through those.
Right.
So welcome, Louis.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here again.
Yeah.
The wonderful thing about working with someone like Ted, who is the most we have this running joke that he's my Biden. So he gets a lot of things done for me. The wonderful thing about this is that we are so quick to adapt to changes. And so what we're doing with Louisiana Words is essentially now at Bolt going to be on Tuesdays, and we're going to have Pride Idol on Thursdays as well. What we're trying to do with the Inspiration Series is to give the community some consistency and some stability and structure, and that's something that we really felt like the community needed as a whole. With Louisiana Words, it's something that is giving substance to the community, and it's a statewide initiative. So it's going to bring about a lot of positive focus to not just the Acadiana community, but I don't find this any coincidence as this is happening in the heart of Louisiana. You get what I'm saying?
Well, when you say it's a statewide initiative, are there reading series around the state?
They're in the works. They're in the works right now. Ted, you want to?
Yeah. Actually, other organizations from around the state have contacted us to see how we could assist them in getting Louisiana Word started in their area. So, yes, it's becoming a statewide known event.
Mm-hmm. So, obviously, when you said that you respond to change, actually you're responding to demand.
Correct.
From the public who
Correct.
Really want to participate in this reading series. So it started here in Lafayette. It's become quite successful. You were doing it on a monthly basis, I believe,
mm-hmm.
to begin
Correct.
With. And now you've gone to a weekly performance series with
yes.
the words. How does that interface with the other performance series? Will it replace them? Or?
Well, no. What mm-hmm. the deals that the other series are happening, like Rhythm Visions and LMAO, we decided what would be the best move for the festival and for the community was to spread out some of these series. So we wanted to give, the venue that we're using in Bolt has been just so openly very supportive of us. And so being with us from the get-go, and, you know, we were working at Tonic too, we just wanted to make sure that we were giving our community something that they felt like they could always come back to and feel good about, and expression and things like that. Now, Tonic has now actually been turned into a new place called Fame, and I got to meet the owners last night, and so we will be working with that too. It made me kind of go back to the 80s a little bit in my mind with the TV show Fame, so I'm kind of excited about So you're going to hear a lot more about them as well. Now, Rhythms and Vintage, we're looking to push out this into a more artistic venue. We want to get LMAO more focused.
Tell us what LMAO is for those people who didn't.
It's comedy, improv, and stand up. And we'll be looking more for a, you know, theatrical venue for that too. And then we'll have, so we're just going to release these programs. Some of these will be weekly. I look at those more as kind of like, you know, bi-weekly or monthly programs in the future. We're working on also kind of like trying to get a show called Family together. So we're not putting, we're responding to what the community wants right now. And so what they're really, really wanting right now is just somewhere they can rely on to getting quality entertainment. And that's what we're trying to provide
for them. And it also sounds like they're very interested in a reading series where people are presenting what they've written, expressions of creative literary activity. But it seems to be a wide variety. I think I'd asked you the last time, Lewis, what are people writing? Is it primarily poetry, stories?
What are they writing? I think people like to write. People like to sing. People like to dance. And people like to listen to music. Okay. So that's why we're, through the Inspiration Series, we're kind of touching on all of that. LMAO is kind of a play on words for what you would normally think LMAO stands for. We call it Let's Make Acadiana Outrageous. So that brings in the comedy. But as for what people are writing in the Inspiration Series, it's a myriad of all kinds of things that you would never think of. We have some very dark pieces. We have some very light pieces. We have some pieces that are hysterical, you know, and make you laugh. So through the course of the evening, you kind of get taken on this roller coaster ride of emotions, which, but at the end of the evening, usually Lewis reads the last piece, and that kind of brings everybody together into community at the end to say, okay, we've been through this ride together, now let's continue the ride. And that's what we do.
Well, let's talk about the structure of the evening. Again, we are talking about the Inspiration Series. This is the Louisiana Words segment of the Inspiration Series. It will now take place every Tuesday evening, and that means tonight, I assume.
7:30.
So what is the structure for people kind of interested in going? What can they expect to have happen during the night?
Actually, you know, I had Samuel Jones with me last time I was here. He's a community director. He's kind of the one that kind of organizes it. But what he tends to want is that there are two halves of the show, and he likes each person to read in the first half and second half. Tonight's is going to be kind of like a rejuvenation celebration type of thing, so we're going to kind of be open to probably – we'll probably be sticking to kind of one piece just for this show because we're seeing that a lot of people are going to want to be involved, and then it'll be an interesting process. But we take a break in between. It's a great way to kind of talk to people and network. Everyone gets up and they share a piece, and they read it, and it's a very relaxed environment. People are free to express themselves in any way they want. It's such an interesting, I mean, the age and demographics. You have everyone from every walk of life coming into this. So from the get-go, Louisiana Words, you know, Ted and I were actually one of the only, you know, if you don't mind me saying, one of the only people that really identified as, like, you know, gay males on the blog. It was predominantly
gay?
I just found out I was.
On the blog.
So.
I just learned something about myself.
So on the blog. But it is a completely, though we are behind this, this is a very, very mainstream heterosexual focus. So we're just kind of like networking in different communities. So
so you have a real diversity.
It's very diverse.
People of ages who come to Louisiana Words.
Yes, old, young, transgender, black, white, you know. Elephant, purple, whatever. You know?
Well, I mean, one of the focuses of Acadiana Pride Festival is family. And we find that through Louisiana Words, we're able to interact with the straight people, the gay people, the bisexual people, the transgender people, everybody. Through words, we find that we have one common voice. And so that's the best way that we can promote family is a lot of times through the words that we speak.
Right. So how do you when people come, do they have to sign up to read? Or do they do that ahead of time? How does that work?
We have our writers. I mean, we're probably up to about 60 writers now, maybe more. Those people we always get in contact to make sure, you know, they're always, you know, reliable to read, and we keep an open mic component that Sam is working on. So there's always space for someone to just walk in and share. And typically that has been a big venue for a lot of our younger people. They'll just kind of show up because they hear it's a venue and a platform to express themselves, and they come in. So like I said, our youngest writer is 18. Our eldest writer is probably 60-something.
It's a real wide range.
I'm not the oldest either.
No.
No one would know that. No one would know that on radio.
And I'm not the youngest.
So you do have a lot of writers who you contact ahead of time, and they can reserve a time if they want to, or say, yes, I'm going to read. Mm-hmm. But anyone can just show up, and you have an open mic possibility for people who come.
For the people that take the initiative to put themselves out there and publish themselves on the blog, we always reach out to them, because that's bold. That's brave. Mm-hmm. To actually put your writing and to freeze it in time.
And people can go back to it.
Exactly.
And back to it.
Exactly.
So tell us just a bit about this blog for those who maybe didn't hear you in an earlier interview.
If I can interrupt really quickly to point out what Lewis was saying about the open mic night, is a lot of times what happens at the end of the evening is we have people that showed up and just thought that they were going to listen. And while they're listening, they think to themselves, oh, my God, like I have something that I wrote. Can I read it? Absolutely, you can read it. So they showed up without the intention of reading. But once they got inspired, they realized that that's exactly what they wanted to do. So we certainly allow them to do that.
Mm. So the blog you mentioned, I think people may be curious about that, that you started quite a while back.
Yeah, it started December 29th, 2012, when the world was ending, remember? and so we made it, and here we are. Yes, like I said, when I first came on here back in May and read a little bit from the blog, it all stemmed from the school shooting that happened, and was it Connecticut?
Yes.
And I was incredibly disheartened with the fact that when that happened, I don't know what's happened in this country where we've been more focused on materials these days. I didn't feel a lot of people were coming out with the fact that children were killed. And it really disturbed me because it was more or less people were kind of going on into their, you know, political rants, which we don't engage in. And I was like, no. Like innocent people, you know? And so I was like, what can I do? I can't do anything. I feel so powerless. And so I was like, I'm all right. That's all I really know to do. I'm in school, working on my PhD. You know, waiting to land that big job. And so I just started writing. And then I wrote every day. And I said, I'm going to write something every day. I'm going to write something every day. And I just kept writing and writing. And then Ted and I actually have a history that goes way back. Because, I mean, when Ted first met me, I was socially awkward. Like, I barely could even I mean, I've evolved a lot.
So was Ted the second writer to contribute to the blog?
Pretty much that as far as having a reoccurring presence on it. Now, we've had a lot of, John Schexnayer has been a big supporter. He's actually someone I taught in American literature class. Sam came actually, you know, kind of what I consider like second, third generation writers. But Sam has a strong presence too.
What is the title of the blog? Does it have a title? Or
Louisiana Words is the
Louisiana
blog.
Words is called the blog.
And
Blogspot. Oh, it's Blogspot. LouisianaWords.blogspot.com, and it tells you how to submit. You know, you can just submit stuff directly to it, LouisianaWords@gmail.com. But it is linked up with the Acana Pride Festival, and it's become something that has just become very appealing. People pass this blog along. This blog is getting nationwide, and like I was kind of making a joke.
Worldwide.
I was making a joke. Let's say 90% of the audience is American. 5% is Russian. So I'm just kind of like, what is going on? Because I cannot.
Obviously, something's resonating.
It's resonating with that, and Germany too. And I would say like 90% is American influence, and it's nationwide attention is going on, and people are. I mean, we're at 25,000 views now. My goal was 24,000 for the year. So
people can visit it. They can read what's written there. Something's posted every day by different writers. If you want to contribute something, do you need to – is there like a contact? You obviously must vet
before
it.
Yes, LouisianaWords@gmail.com. And you can contact us. You can be like, hey, you know, we want to – it's you're participating in a movement. And you're getting – what I found is that there are a lot of people that write, and they feel like because they're not either like publishing a book or like they're not connected to writing – turned into this like introvert type of thing. Like I compare it to the difference between Walt Whitman and Emily Dickinson, you know, in their writing styles. Walt Whitman was very much about an let's bring America together. That's kind of the style of what the blog is and what I am. Emily Dickinson was kind of more or less, let me just write about my problems within the home. And I'm like, let's get out of the home. You know what I mean? And some people might disagree with kind of the comparisons there, but that's just kind of how I feel, is that writing became this inclusive. More exclusive thing, where it should be more of an inclusive thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait, I think you're going to send a number of people running to reread their
Dickinson. If you can't find LouisianaBlogspot.com or anything like that, feel free to find us on Facebook, Lewis Tolliver Jr., Ted A. Richard, or Samuel Jones.
Does the Acadiana Pride Festival have a Facebook
Acadiana
page?
Acadiana Pride Festival also has a Facebook page, and Louisiana Words also has a Facebook page.
They'll find
you.
Yes.
Please come find us.
So lots of
We'd
ways.
We'd love to have you.
If you are just tuning in, my guests are Ted Richard and Lewis Tolliver. They are on the board of the Acadiana Pride Festival. Lewis is the president. Ted Richard is the vice president. Here talking about their inspiration series, which is a way of creating community before the festival, lots of different performance options, but there is a weekly now, Tuesday evening performance venue, Louisiana Words. Correct. All are invited to attend, listen, participate, and perhaps be inspired to read as well. So where is it going to take place? It's in Lafayette.
This will be at Bolt Nightclub, mm-hmm. And it will be taking place at 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. On the dot. We encourage anyone that is interested in open mic, try to get there at 7 o'clock. And this is going to be every Tuesday.
So people know every Tuesday you can go. You don't mm-hmm. have to kind of look at your calendar and figure out what night of the week it is. It's every night on Tuesday. Some people may be curious about the festival. You actually put dates on the festival now,
yes.
March 27th through the 30th. So how are you envisioning the festival? You're building community now. You're building a creative expression series. What are you imagining for the festival?
I'll let Ted take this because he's been very active in planning that.
The festival is going to be a four-day event. The opening of the festival, we're actually including music, film, theater, and the arts. That's something that a lot of Pride festivals around the country have not thought to do at first. So we're actually getting asked by other organizations and other Pride festivals, like, how did y'all do this? And I said, we asked. That's all we did. The Thursday is the opening ceremony. The opening ceremony will be held at Cité des Arts downtown on Vine Street. That will also be the premiere of the newly rewritten play called Chez Giselle, which is written by a local artist named mm-hmm. Dennis Ward. Dennis has done some more research into the life of Giselle Cariton and has inserted some more of her life into the play. So we're calling it the re-grand premiere mm-hmm. of the play Chez Giselle, mm-hmm. and that play will be running throughout the rest of the month of March of 2014 into April. The second play that's being produced through Acadiana Pride Festival is called Upstairs the Musical. Upstairs the Musical is about the bar in New Orleans. That was in June of 1973, where 32 people were killed and 3 people were still never identified. Mm. And so it tells a story of that. So through the theater, we're incorporating things that happen locally. We're bringing a local flavor to our own community, and it's stuff that the local community you probably didn't know about.
May not know about.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's the theater part of the event. The musical part of the event is phenomenal. We have brought in some phenomenal talent on Friday. Friday will be – and just to let you know about the cooperation we're getting from the city of Lafayette is amazing. When we told the city of Lafayette what we wanted to do, they said, well, we can move Downtown Alive for you that weekend if you want that big stage. And we're like, really? And they said, yes. So that's what we're doing. So Friday and Saturday, the events are going to be held at Park International downtown. On Friday night, we have Five Finger Discount, which is a rock band from New Orleans. Also on Friday night, we will have our royalty performance. And then after that, on Friday night, we will have a group called Michigan Avenue, which is a 3-piece girl band, rock band. So that's going to be the closing night of Friday night. And then we will let the local bars or whatever they want to do their own thing, and we're going to include that. Saturday is filled all day long with entertainment. We have Dustin Gaspard will be singing, who is a wonderful, wonderful local talent. We will have Ryan Adams from L.A. We will have Jason Dotley, who is famous for Sordid Lives, but also has done a lot musically in the electro dance pop music, and he's had 3 or 4 singles on the dance pop music charts lately. A headliner for Saturday night is Kimberly Locke of American Idol fame. Then on Sunday, we're moving all the festivities to the Horse Farm. The Horse Farm has graciously allowed us to use their facilities on Sunday, and we're calling that a family fun day. For that family fun day, we will have we are doing something called Acadiana Pride Idol, which we will talk about later on. But the winner of Acadiana Pride Idol will have a showcase on that Sunday. In addition, on that Sunday, we have tentatively scheduled Jamie Bajor and the Kickin' Cajuns. And to close out the evening, we have Nakia from The Voice. So we have a lot of talent planned all weekend long. Also, during the festival, at the Light Center, we plan on having a film festival.
Oh, my. I have to say,
I didn't mean to be so long-winded.
No. Lewis has mentioned the festival when he's been here before, but that is truly amazing what you all have planned. And it's now all set for March 27th through the 30th in Lafayette. That is the Acadiana Pride Festival. My guests are on the board. Lewis Tolliver is the president. Ted Richard is the vice president. And leading up to this festival and all of these amazing events that Ted is describing, they have the Inspiration Series, which will be every Tuesday evening. People are invited to come, read, listen, participate, and become a part of the community. 7:30 tonight.
7:30 tonight. The celebration is happening.
Okay. All right.
Celebration of words.
Scheduled readers as well as open mic session.
Yes.
So bring your work because you might be inspired to read, and there may be a chance for you to read also. And so, Lewis, you usually close out the evening. You read the final piece.
Totally do, and so I kind of bring it back to what the focus is, and this is about building a festival that everyone can be included in. Ted is actually, if you in the blog history, there's a top 10 that I always kind of monitor, but I monitor everyone's writing. And the 1 and 2 writers on the blog happen to be me and Ted. And one of my most popular poems is called I Love You Enough, which I'm not going to I'm actually, if I recite anything, it's going to be something very short. But the number 2 is called The Parade. And it was the first poem that was posted that went viral really quickly. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. And so I was just kind of like, Ted Richard is the man here. So he brought The Parade actually to read, but and I'm going to recite something very, very short. But I'll kind of start off. I'll end it off and I kind of bring it back. Sometimes I give speeches depending on what the mood of the community is. There's been a couple of times where we've had some issues of suicide and abuse and that we've had brought up. But actually, I would go ahead and let Ted read his because it's important for him to showcase his
voice.
And so
this was on the Blogspot.
This is.
Words.
It's called The Parade, Ted Richard. First thing he posted,
this is my first piece.
And it took off.
It's called The Parade. It says, in life there are many times we wonder how and why things happen. This is my version of that story. There are some people who sit indoors on a beautiful sunny day and wish, I sure wish that there was a parade today so that we could get out here and enjoy and go somewhere. Then there are others who are outside and noticing the beautiful sunny day decide, it's such a wonderful day, let's call some friends and we can organize a parade for all to enjoy. Then there is that one special person who, for whatever reason, decides, however unknowingly, I am the parade. Follow me. This parade is the most energetic, vibrant, colorful, fantastic parade that I have ever seen. It is comprised of emotion, faith, strength, sincerity, integrity, and honesty. The balloons, filled with nothing but sheer boldness and courage, seem to stretch beyond comprehension. But the weight of these heart-filled balloons keep them from flying away, so that all in attendance can enjoy the spectacle. And finally, when the sun goes down beyond the horizon, the weight of the balloons is lessened, and they are allowed to fly free, so that people all over the world can behold the magnificent beauty of this parade, because it is always sunrise somewhere. I have seen this parade, and it never ceases to amaze me how wonderful and exciting it is just to be able to attend such a fabulously colossal event.
Ted Richard, Vice President of the Acadiana Pride Festival, reading a piece that he first published on the Louisiana Words Blogspot.
Yes. First piece.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And people, of course, can go to that blog spot to find more pieces contributed by the two of you and many, many others who have now joined that blog spot. And we do have a couple more minutes, Luis, if you want
to. I'll just do a really short. This is my spiritual meditation, number 7, and it's called Church. And it's simply this. And my meditations are just short things that bring spirituality to those that feel they might have been left out for it. But it goes like this. Look up, look down, no need to search. Everything is church. Simple as that.
All right. That too on Louisiana Blog, Louisiana Word Blogspot. Tonight is the Louisiana Words performance, part of the Inspiration Series at Bolt in Lafayette. All are invited to attend, free and open to everybody, 7:30. If you'd like more information, you can go to one of the Facebook pages that they mentioned earlier, Acadiana Pride, or your Facebook pages, and find out more information.
We're everywhere.
You're everywhere now. Again, the Acadiana Pride Festival will be in March, March 27th through the 30th. And I'm sure we'll have you all back before then to talk about some more aspects of it. Thank you both.
Thank you so much for having us. Mm-hmm.